All right. If you could state and spell your name for us, please.
Joan Johnson. J-O-A-N-J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
All right. Now, here we have what we call the trust the vote slider. So on this end, we have complete trust in the vote. And on this end, we have complete distrust in the vote. Are you able to take this slider? If you could, just slide it to where you think you lie on the position. All right. All the way towards that trust side. Now, why do you think that you have full trust in the vote?
I feel that the process that is in place, that has been in place for decades, is a process that works the way it's supposed to work. I don't believe there's any reason for people to not trust in the process of the voting system that we currently have in place. I have worked on election day for many years as a city employee, and everyone who is working as part of that process to count the votes at the end of election day is doing their best work possible. Everyone who has responsibility as chiefs and captains and the director of the election commission, they know what the rules are, they know what the laws and regulations are, they follow those rules, they train everyone who's involved in the process how to follow the rules and do all of the counting of the ballots in a proper manner so that we have accuracy and that there is full knowledge of chain of custody for all of the documents that are collected during a voting process on election day. There's no reason to be distrustful of this process, including, and I'm talking about the mail-in ballots as well.
All right. Now, are you able to share like a personal story, specific story, maybe from a specific election day that kind of just goes in with what you just said about trusting in the vote?
So I can just share that in my experience of actually working on election day at the working on the count at the facility where all the ballots are counted. That was my lived experience of what I just said, of making sure that all of the rules are being followed, that all of the people who are, you know, there to count ballots are doing it properly and accurately. And I was able to look around. I had firsthand experience of my partner who was working with me and people at all the other tables that were counting ballots, that everyone is doing their best to make sure that it's all done properly and accurately.
All right. Now, kind of a second part to this is kind of the little sheet behind here. We have the Teach a Kid to Vote challenge. It's just two simple questions, and if you take the challenge, you'll get a sticker as a prize. Is that something you're interested in?
Sure.
All right. So here we have a picture of the kids from the UWM Children's Center. We kind of went to them and we asked them, do you know what voting is? Why do you think voting's important? Try to explain it in a way that is a little more digestible for a younger age. If these kids were here right now, how would you explain to them, or just what would you say to them about why it's important to vote?
What I would say to them is, you have an opportunity to exercise a right that allows you to express your preference for who you want to be making policy. Well, the kids won't explain, they won't understand that. Okay, so for who you want to have the power to decide what you can and can't do on a regular basis. And one of the ways that we teach kids how they exercise that power at the library is to do a mock voting exercise with a ballot that allows them to pick their preferred candidate. Usually we'll pick candidates that would represent, say, a cartoon character or a stuffed animal or some kind of, you know, kid-friendly character, and give them an opportunity to go through the ballot and vote for their preferred candidate. So then they get the actual experience of exercising that right to vote with a ballot, and so that they get to experience it kinetically.
Yeah, so that kind of goes into the second question, which is amazing, of kind of how do you do it. I guess a little bit coming off of that then is, how would you explain to the kids the difference in that at the library and then the process of voting in like a presidential election?
Well, I would have to say you're going to have to wait until you're of legal voting age in order to participate in an actual and real election. And that would really be the main difference, is that they just, you know, realistically aren't old enough to actually exercise that right. But once they reach that legal voting age, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to, you know, we'll say, study your candidates, make sure you know the character of the person that you're voting for, and exercise that right.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to thank you all for being here. This is great work that you're doing. I love the Center for 21st Century Studies.
All right. Thank you.